Wanted, A Bride. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1868. Lord Templeton was in a bad temper as he travelled to London. He was enjoying himself in the country, breaking in two extremely good horses that he had only recently added to his stable. It was hot and humid in London, and he wanted to stay in the country, where it was very much cooler, and to be with his animals. Yet the letter he had received from Lord Stanley, the British Secretary of State for Foreign Affairs, said that it was important for him to come urgently to London for a meeting in his office. Lord Templeton considered for some time whether he should say that it was just impossible at this time for him to go to London. Then, because he had done so much over the years for the Department for Foreign Affairs, he knew clearly that it was his duty to do as Lord Stanley asked. At the same time, it had infuriated him while he was driving away yet again from his ancestral home in Sussex, on the road back to London. Finally, he left behind him the empty, dusty country roads for the more crowded streets leading into the capital itself. And then he pulled his horses up in front of his impressive mansion in Berkeley Square. He handed the reins to a smartly dressed groom, ran up the stone steps, and proceeded to tidy himself after the tiring journey. Then, almost with some reluctance, he set off for the Department for Foreign Affairs in Whitehall. He had been there so often, but thought that after the last time he had helped them, he had done his duty, and could now enjoy himself peacefully at home. The officer who he met as he entered held out his hand. "Good morning, my lord," he greeted him. "We were hoping you would be here earlier. Lord Stanley stayed until he was forced to return to No. 10 Downing Street, where the Prime Minister was waiting for him." "Well, I'm sorry that I've missed him," Lord Templeton replied, "but I did not arrive in London until well after 1 o'clock." While they were talking, the officer was taking him along a corridor that led to the Secretary of State's private office. When he entered, Lord Templeton was delighted to see his old friend, Sir James Redwell, the Under Secretary of State for Foreign Affairs. Sir James was indeed the most knowledgeable and intelligent man that Lord Templeton had ever met, and he had enjoyed working with him more than anyone else in the department. As he came in, Sir James jumped up from his desk and held out his hand. "It is delightful to see you, Ivan," he began. "I was afraid that you would refuse to leave your horses and your beautiful country house." Lord Templeton laughed abruptly and sat down in a chair near to Sir James's desk. "I came," he replied, "because I felt it was my duty. But I can tell you straight away that I have no intention of going to some obscure and uncivilized part of the world simply because you fancy that there might be an outbreak of war, or attrition in, perhaps, the next 20 years or so." Sir James sat back in his chair and laughed. "That sounds so like you, Ivan," he chuckled. "But you know as well as I do that I would not have sent for you if it had not been of great importance." Lord Templeton groaned. "Important or unimportant," he protested. "I am too busy in the country to leave England." There was silence for a moment. Then Sir James said, "I think when you hear where I want you to go that you will feel differently. It is, in point of fact, someone you admire who has been asking for you." "Well, I'm doing my best not to listen," Lord Templeton grumbled. They both laughed. Then Sir James, picking up some papers from his desk, went on. "Ivan, I know that you have always been impressed by King Mongkut and the great success that he has been in Siam during the last few years."